Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and you may be aware in the next however long it takes, because my understanding is it does take a few days for the postcard that I send to get to you. But the postcard today was specifically to my wife. Reason being is I had bought, well, I was given this stack of 250 postcards. And today, I sent the last of the 250. Now, not all of them went in the mail. Some of them, you know, I'm still delighted to say that one of them is at the top of Big Frog Mountain in a literal mason jar. But so there's that one. I do keep in the bag I walk around with. I do keep several in there. And occasionally do pass them out face-to-face to people. You know, I've given them to, for example, my friend Gary and Lynn, who's now sitting in a box in Gary's home because, you know, she was cremated. But anyway, but what I did is I've ordered another 250 because obviously I'm not giving up. I did a slight change in order to make it obvious that it's, you know, the second generation of cards, because it also has a link to the Kozlowski.org/he begged us. And it's, you know, because of that, when I was eating my lunch today, I watched that video again. And it's deep, it's serious, and I hope somebody sees it's also an act of love. You know, it's been interesting because I have had some interaction with the video I did, and I put that in now. If you go to the Promise site, you'll see there's also the Promise, COVID. And I directly link the video I did to my family, the voicemail on COVID, you know, the 20-minute one from a couple days ago or whatever. Because I really, you know, when I look at, I saw a blurb that apparently, you know, this guy, Joe Rogan, who is a big name, I've seen clips of his program. I've never seen his program. And this other guy, Gupta or whatever, who works for CNN, they had a long interview. And, you know, so I saw, what, a 30-second clip of it. But, you know, see, what I'm seeing is the sensationalism. Obviously, what you saw there, you know, and I don't know any details, what you saw there is two well-known figures going at each other. And people will root for their team, not look at what's being said. You know, the reason these programs become popular is each party knows how to get a jab in or something of that nature. But presenting the evidence, and this is, you know, like I say, when I did my video on COVID-19, I talked about the COVID land video, and because, you know, Alex Jones is behind it, there is some sensationalism there, but it's not that, you know, it's not really that extreme. But I think when you look at well, again, the thing I pointed to is they talked about the fact that people are saying, oh, hospitals are overflowing and whatnot, but the reality is when a whole bunch of people went to different hospitals all around, they were empty. They were literally empty. But you focus on that. What you're focusing on is the way things are being manipulated. That is a problem. That is a real problem. But look at the evidence about COVID-19. You know, there are lawsuits. You know, how many people talk about the fact that there are literal lawsuits in several countries around the world towards government medical agencies saying, where is a sample of COVID-19? No one has one. The CDC, the WHO, whatnot, they can't give you a sample of COVID-19. You know, and things like that are kind of like, why not? You know, those are the issues to go after. And again, you know, like the mask issue, you have literally decades of studies that show the masks are useless. I mentioned before, there was a study done, I think it was in Ireland. They had two medical theaters and they did one that continued the normal mask thing. They did another one, no masks, no change. This was done many years ago. Because the issue is masks are used in a surgical environment to keep the medical staff from spitting, literally spitting on the patient. It had nothing to do with viruses. Because viruses simply pass through. And the impact of wearing a mask, you know, like I say, when I walk, if I wore a mask, I'd faint. Because, you know, it's my norm. It was, a couple years ago, I got concerned. Because as I was building up and, I was thinking, what's happening? Now that I'm walking and I'm walking well, I'm breathing hard when I'm walking. Why is that? Am I having trouble? No. Reason being, as I walk typically at 4.5 miles an hour. Try it. Try walking at 4.5 miles an hour for several miles. You're going to be breathing hard. Obviously, clearly, I'm in excellent shape to simply being able to walk 4.5 miles an hour. Because remember, average walking speed is 1.5 to 2.5 miles an hour. And I'm walking at 4.5. So I'm breathing hard. But if I wore a mask, what does it do? It reduces your oxygen intake, which means that's why the biggest complaint apparently between in medical staff is headaches during wearing of masks, because you don't get enough oxygen. These are the issues that should be discussed, not whether or not Joe Rogan got a good jab into Guta or Guta got a good jab into Joe Rogan. That's stupid. That's sensationalism. The thing I talked about in my video, does indeed the vaccine cause these, what you might call them, micro blood clots, you know, little blood clots over the body in large numbers to indeed make your heart and lungs work harder to wear you out. Is that true? That needs to be verified, not whether or not somebody got on a good jab. And, you know, see, my concern is, and I'm getting long, my concern is, I'm striving to, whenever I can, to talk with somebody young and challenge them to think. You know, this whole idea, I hear people talking about, well, the scientists, let's listen to the scientists. Baloney, listen to science. There's a difference. There's an absolute difference. Scientists are run by their paychecks, not by science. It's blatantly obvious. And again, go again, the most obvious thing that I point out. There is no science behind evolution. It's a theory. There's no science behind it, macroevolution specifically. There's no science behind it because it's never been seen. There's no evidence for it. It's a theory. It's not science. Science is the knowledge of something or something that has been seen. Evolution, macroevolution, has never been seen. It's not science. The Big Bang is a theory. It's not science. It's simply not science. And if you have scientists say it and say, trust the science, no, it's baloney. It's garbage. It's fraud. Science is Genesis 1. Because six times you see God saw it. You have an observer. So you have a scientific statement. That is a statement of science. And what you need to do is now validate if you have a reliable witness. It is a scientific statement because it's something that was observed. And now you test whether or not the observation is valid, not whether it's science. Whereas, again, evolution and macroevolution and the Big Bang, There's no science behind it. It's a theory. You can't point to any science that would give you to validate that. And it's pursued with a religious conviction. And again, as I've pointed out, especially in Acts and whatnot, when you see the term religious, it's not very complimentary. Anyway, before I get on for a long thing, I am concerned for my kids. Are they going to be like the minions of the world? Or will they be able to think? I am really concerned because most of the people that I deal with, that I see, demonstrably in the institutional church can't think. They're part of a club. They don't violate their club's doctrine. They can't think. And because they can't think, they can't love. My lady, I love you.